Share the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school soccer. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. A Monday night here on WCDO. Doesn't get much better than this. We're back at Unitigo. This has been kind of our home away from home the last couple of times we've been on the air. But it's high school boys soccer tonight as we have Unitigo Franklin under the lights on the football field here hosting the Delhi Bulldogs. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So I'm joined by Section 4 Girls Soccer Coordinator Rich Turnbull. He's come over from Norwich and made the trip to call the game with me here, Rich. So thanks for coming along.
Wow, what a title that is.
What a title.
I was just expecting WCDO friend Rich Turnbull, but yeah, I forget that I have that job once in a while.
Well, this is fun for you and I because we're Tri-Valley guys. Growing up, you went to Edmiston, I went to GMU. So for us, I mean, soccer is what we grew up with, and we certainly love it. This Unitigo Franklin team doing very well in the Tri-Valley League. In a non-leaguer tonight against an upstart Delhi team. But this is fun, right? Soccer under the lights. You don't see it all the time for smaller schools.
So the small schools don't usually have the lights. I don't think I ever played a soccer game when I was in Edmiston underneath the lights. So
never.
Yeah, this has got to be exciting for these guys out here today. I never remember that.
It's neat because since Unitigo and Franklin have been playing together, they try to get one, maybe two games a year. They play most of their home games in the league over at Franklin. But they try to play a couple of games over here, one up on the upper soccer field, which if you know the Unitigo layout is up by the baseball field. But how cool to get a couple of games a year down here on the grass surface on the football field. The grass is holding up really well. They've played a couple of football games on it, but certainly a nice surface to be here on.
So now you say that, I'm looking out here in the field. Did they just paint these yellow lines here for soccer just today?
I don't think they were here. We were here for football on Friday. I don't think the yellow lines were here. So
oh, wow, that's interesting. And then they have like a blue line going here too. Is that field hockey?
So they have the eight-man football lines are
oh.
The eight-man field is narrower, so you can kind of see where the eight-man field is with those white lines. The blue would be 11-man football, so you
that
can see
sense.
Really how the eight-man game is much narrower. So
and you can definitely see it's a nice crowned field, so we're going to see a lot of good action today. So you know, a lot of people are asking about the rain, but this field is very nicely crowned, so I bet you a lot of the drainage comes right over here to the track, so the field looks like it's in good shape.
Yeah, it's certainly in good shape, and we're set to have a good one here today. As again, Unitigo Franklin, the state rankings come out tomorrow, and I would not be surprised to see this Unitigo Franklin team in the New York State rankings for Class C. They come in 7-1, a very talented team here, won the Stanford Mayor's Cup. And they have a really strong forward group and a midfield group that we'll be talking a lot about today. This Delhi team been a little up and down, but they come in with an overall record of 3-2-1. And the big thing is they picked up a huge, absolutely huge victory over fellow MAC opponent Afton Harpersville just on Friday, a 1-0 win on the road. And Afton Harpersville, that was their first loss of the year, dropping them to 7-1. And AH is another team that could be state-ranked in next week's poll. So this is it's a team that's coming in with a lot of energy right now.
The first thing I noticed about Delhi when I was coming to the field is they're big. I don't remember teams being this big when I played at this level back in high school. I mean, I was a small guy, but these guys look big to me out here. So Delhi, I'm looking forward to see how they play and their style of play.
This Delhi team certainly, I would say, is a bigger, more physical team than Unitigo Franklin, but I've had the pleasure of watching UF twice now. Just a team that loves the short possession game. They'll run triangles around you all day, and they really have some great speed up the middle with guys like Jake Kingsbury as well as David Clapper and Chase Bertzel. So if you look at my top scorers page on on NateLull.com, those guys are littered all over the goals and assists page, so it's really neat.
What I was really enjoying when I was watching the Unitigo Franklin team warm up is their goalie seemed like he was kind of playing a little nonchalantly out there, but nothing was getting by him at warm-ups, nothing at all.
And
he seems like he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, this team is battle-tested for sure, having gone up against Edmiston already twice and playing South Courtright. So they've played a lot of the small school powerhouse teams that we have here in Section 4. Just wanted to go down my top scorers list here. Chase Burtzel, Unitego Franklin with 9 goals. That's 5th in the area right now in our WCDO coverage area. Jake Kingsbury with 7 goals, so he's right up there as well. And not too far behind, right down the list, is David Clapper with 5 goals. And then we go down the to the assists area. Jake Kingsbury top in the area right now with 8 assists. So he's certainly doing very well there for Unitego Franklin in distributing the ball. In terms of on the other side for Delhi, they have one guy on the goal list right now. Yes, Bryce Burrows with 4 goals for their team lead. Bryce scored the game winner against Afton-Harpersville in that 1-0 win on Friday.
What stands out to me about all those guys you were just talking about is the Kingsbury kid's only a 9th grader. Playing at the C level now, right, with Unitego Franklin, a 9th grader playing up. I mean, you see that a lot in the Tri-Valley, but probably not as much as in the MAC or, you know, say the IAC or even the STACK. So I know that a lot of these teams don't have JV, but to be one of the top leading scorers in the area as a 9th grader, I'm going to look forward to watching him play today.
Jake does a fantastic job, plays soccer, you know, pretty much year-round with his travel team. So when he gets to this level, it's fun to watch. He plays a different style. He really has great touch, and you can see, of course, his sister, yeah. Shannon Kingsbury, is also a 9th grader, 17 goals already this year.
They're both 9th graders?
Yeah, well, they're triplets.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about, as being the coordinator for girls, I've heard a lot about her, but I've not heard much about him. So they're triplets. What's the third one do?
So the third one does not play soccer right now, but they tell me, and head coach Alicia Lang is always saying he's a tremendous goalie. We would love to have him on this team. He's a great baseball player, plays basketball.
Okay.
For some reason, they haven't been able to talk him into continuing with soccer, so we'll hope that down the road.
Oh, wow, that would be interesting. Yeah.
So, yeah, Shannon already with 17 goals this year, so she's racking them up. Off the top of my head, that's got to put her all-time mid-80s right now.
17 goals halfway through the season is a lot of goals. 17 this time of year is a lot of goals.
It's a lot of goals. So certainly somebody to keep an eye on. If you are looking in a few weeks to maybe get over towards championship Saturday, certainly Franklin's the team that might be there, so that might be fun to watch.
Did you say 80-some goals and she's only a freshman?
Yeah.
That just clicked in my head. Wow, that's 80 goals?
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Let's take a break for the national anthem. High school soccer tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOSports.com.
And welcome back. High school soccer this evening from Unitigo as the Unitigo Franklin boys are hosting Delhi. Again, it's our Butler Auto kickoff show. Butler is a huge supporter of local sports here on WCDO, and they have the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney, and it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. So Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We do record all these games as well, so we'll have it on our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to that anytime. And Rich, we'll see. We have one referee here at the moment, and we'll see if another one maybe is on the way. We were saying it's not as a busy day as usual, but certainly that shows it, the shortage of officials in our area is tough. So they're always strung out going to different places.
You know, in my past life when I was the athletic director at Norwich, they have to take certain things into account, right? This is only a non-league game, and this is maybe a later start, so they might have put some of the other officials on league games. So this one, I mean, is important, but is not as important as a league game. So when the assigners put those out there, also we're in the modified season now, and I believe they usually do every other days for modified, and I believe today's a boys' day, so there might be a lot of boys' officials out there. And this is a boys' soccer game, so we might be lacking some of those officials too.
You know, it could be one of those situations too where a lot of the games during the week start at 4:30. This is kind of a unique situation, under the lights, 6 o'clock start. You might start the game 5 minutes later, another guy rolls in from another game, and he might join them. So
that is very true.
You know, we'll see. But certainly set to be a fun matchup here today between Unitigo Franklin and Delhi. And we're glad to bring you high school soccer here on WCDO. We're hoping to bring you some more games throughout the fall season. So, Rich, you have an answer.
Inside information, the second referee is coming from a modified game, just like we thought. Doing another game is going to come in as soon as they get done.
You know, Rich, we do work with Section 4 now quite a bit. And it's one thing we've heard. I did a podcast about it. I mean, there's a real shortage of officials, and I don't think people realize how serious it is.
So in the position that I'm in, I get to go to all the official meetings in the month of August, and that's the first thing they say is get us more officials. And we're doing what we can at Section 4. We have a lot of different ideas, but if anybody's listening right now and you want to officiate, give us a call. We'll definitely put you in the right spot, and we could use your help.
Yeah, if you want to find that podcast episode, I had John Cook and Mike Velarde on. You can find that on natelull.com or wcdosports.com. And they went through the whole thing. They laid out why they think it's an issue right now, how other people can get involved. They talk about how much officials get paid and what the structure is and how they get you started. And it was fascinating. So if you're interested in learning more about that, it's all right there on the podcast.
Yeah, it's you know, I always thought about getting into soccer officiating. You get in good shape. I mean, this is one of the sports where you can run around a lot. I mean, I was a baseball guy, but as a baseball umpire, you can just stand there. But I actually was thinking about getting into soccer officiating before I did some other things, and I'd love to run around tonight. It was a beautiful night to run around.
A beautiful night. This will be a fast-paced, up-and-down game. Like, these officials that come here tonight have to be in shape. Like, you couldn't show up and not be in shape, or you wouldn't be able to keep up with the pace of play here. So
I'm guessing this is why we are delaying now. We're probably, because it looks like Unitigo Franklin is going to do a little warm-up out here, and Delhi's not, but it looks like we might be delaying for the other official.
Yeah, I think we're probably
stalling a little bit.
Yeah, going to hang out for a couple of minutes, so we'll continue our Butler Auto pregame show. We will take a quick break, but again, live high school soccer tonight here on WCDL. We're glad to bring it to you. I think we did two or three games on the air last year, and we're going to try to do the same this year. I know the Unitigo girls also have an upcoming game here under the lights. I believe it's against Sydney, too, which would be a fun one to bring you for all kind of our classic Tri-Town rivalry fans out there. So we will take a quick break. We'll have boys high school soccer tonight when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham
work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. And again, high school soccer tonight as Unitego Franklin will be playing Delhi here under the lights at the Unitego football field. And there is our other referee coming from the parking lot right now.
Look at this. He comes right from the parking lot, opens the gate, and they are running onto the field. I mean, no warm-up for him. He had to loosen up in his car on the way here.
So he let's
he's eating an apple, though. He's got an apple in his hand.
Yeah, he's refueling here. He had a modified game, as Rich said, in Walton.
Yep.
And had to make the trip over here. But again, that just shows, I want to drive home the point, that is how short we are on officials. And when you think about, this is a light night on the schedule. Imagine a Tuesday, a Thursday, a Friday. Nights when there's league games, a lot, my Tuesday, Thursdays are packed with soccer, so it's tough, very tough.
So as we're recruiting officials out here, it might sound really bad, but this guy's getting a double paycheck tonight and a double workout. It's a good night for him.
Exactly. I mean, as they said when we interviewed the guys on the podcast, I mean, these guys are getting around $100 a game,
yeah,
plus mileage.
So this guy's probably, he's doing well tonight.
Yeah.
He's doing well. Andy, someone gave him an apple on the way in.
Yeah. So he's ready to go. And we are as well. So Unitego Franklin is in the dark uniforms. They have the purple socks. They have the black shorts. They have the gray tops with the purple lettering. That's kind of the combined uniform that they've come up with here for Unitego Franklin. Delhi is in the white uniforms with the maroon trim, says Bulldogs across the chest there in maroon lettering. So Unitego Franklin will go left to right here to start things off in the first half. And again, you want to watch their midfield attack with Chase Burtzel, with David Clapper, and with Jake Kingsbury. 10-5-2 for you, Rich, as they'll be working up the middle. And for Delhi, they'll be going right to left again in the white with the maroon trim. They are a strong team, but the guy to watch on that side, I would say, is Bryce Burrows, number 9, the senior. He can really make it go.
So Kingsbury is directly in front of us, and he's already as far as he can over to the sideline. It looks like they're going to try to work a ball to him. I love it when guys get as wide as they can on the soccer field.
Yeah, they're always, you know, trying to throw a different wrinkle into things here. We've seen them run a lot of different sets, and you never know. The next time they line up like that, he might take off and they might send it to him in the corner. So we are underway here.
A lot of times when you watch high school soccer, they all kind of bunch up and they don't really keep their form. But, I mean, I love it when they stay wide, and it just gives so many more opportunities.
Early throw-in left wing here for Unitego Franklin off the back of a defender and over the end line, so we'll have a goal kick. No, it'll be an early corner here.
They're calling it a corner kick, and it's always interesting what sets they have in the corner kicker, because most teams have 2 to 3 sets when it comes to corner kicks. So Let's see what Franklin does here. Unitego Franklin, sorry. I got to get used to that.
Braden Johnson, a phenomenal pitcher here for Unitego, scored off of a corner early in the year in the Mayor's Cup. He boots this one far. Kingsbury, a header, puts it back in the box, and Delhi is just going to tip this one away, but a good early look there.
It was kind of a lofty high ball, a left-footed over the clear the whole defense, and Kingsbury was in the back. Tried to head it back into the 18 area, but just nothing there.
Yeah, Braden had a beautiful corner kick goal in the Mayor's Cup that just had that perfect curl in it, and it deflected off a defender and right into the back of that. It was nice.
It's hard to curl it from that side of the field as he's a lefty. He needed to be on the left side facing us to get that curl.
Delhi with a throw in, right wing side now, again going right to left, near midfield, but taken back by the Spartan Devils, as they call themselves here. Unitego Franklin getting it to the right side. Kingsbury with a good touch gets around his man. Top of the 18. Tries to center it. Knocked off of a leg and out of bounds for a throw deep here in the right wing corner.
That was a little quick outside move by Kingsbury. I like that. He was pretty happy with himself, too. He's happy he's got the throw in. Let's see what they got here. Do they got a big thrower?
Not from what I've seen, per se. This will be Isaac Wright taking the throw. There's a lot of guys in these small schools, as you know, Rich, that can really heave it, but they decide to go short there. Delhi will gain possession and look to clear, but Unitego Franklin keeping it in here with Chase Burtzel. Delhi stealing it back, looking for possession of their own, and really trying to find themselves here in the early going.
So that's the first time Delhi's got it over the half field mark, and looks like, I mean, Unitego Franklin's got four defenders around that ball, so...
Xander Johnson's able to clear to the right side, goes back to midfield. David Clapper for Unitego Franklin trying to settle it down here, and he does.
From my vantage point up here, it looks like Delhi is playing more of a, you know, defensive style game so far, and the attack has mostly been Unitego Franklin. They've had possession probably 85% of the game so far.
Unitego Franklin playing it out of bounds on the far side. A throw in for Delhi, headed by Clapper, but kept in here by the Bulldogs, and then knocked out of bounds. So another throw here for Unitego Franklin, this one to David Lamb. So we're scoreless here, high school boys soccer tonight. We're about 4 to 5 minutes in here, live from Unitego. We're glad to bring you boys high school soccer, a non-leaguer tonight between Unitego Franklin and Delhi. Chase Burtzel now off the throw-in, streaks to the left side as UF goes left to right. Splits two defenders into the corner, centering pass here, and scooped up, and a nice save here by the Delhi goalie, Tabor Reed, who's one of the best around.
He came out before the ball could go through the goal box. I mean, that would have been a tough one. Kingsbury was on the backside, but the goalkeeper made a nice play to get out there, so Kingsbury couldn't make a play on the ball.
And so the Bulldogs will pull it down. After a long punt, Unitego Franklin defense able to clear. They'll go to the right side here for Kingsbury. Kingsbury back to the middle, finding Clapper, and here's some of that signature passing that you'll see from the Spartan Devils.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. About three different guys touched the ball there. Now Kingsbury's going to go one-on-two here. Oh, nice play.
Kingsbury
nice move.
Into the box, centering pass here. A good opportunity, and they miss a chance out in front, and he was all alone and just couldn't get it to go.
He's going to want that one back. He was right at the 18th, center of the goal, just where you want it, and just kind of missed the ball.
That was Wyatt Beers lined up for that shot and just couldn't get good touch on it. Delhi looking to clear, but a good early chance there for Unitego Franklin. So we're scoreless 5 minutes in.
Yeah, that one's going to haunt him if that one, if that's the one big opportunity. That one's going to haunt him. Maybe just a simple trap and shoot it, but live and learn, right? High school soccer.
You'll see these guys get a lot of opportunities, though, with their passing game. They seem to create a lot of opportunities. Kingsbury to the right side, looking to play with Clapper here. Instead, decides to work it back to Xander Johnson, who... lost control of it, and Delhi will scoop it up and look to play it long. But you're right, Rich. Unitego Franklin playing kind of conservative on D back there.
Their strategy is Unitego Franklin just passing the ball really, really well, and Delhi is just kind of packing it in. They're seeing what they can do, and I'm guessing they're going to look for a rebound shot. It's a nice through ball.
Kingsbury, a great pass to Chase Burtzel, and he scores. An assist for Kingsbury, and Burtzel buries it. With 34:40 to go here in this first half, and it's a 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin.
It all started back here with their defensive back, passing it up to Kingsbury, and then a couple of those triangular passes we talked about. Beautiful through ball. I was talking way too much, so Nate couldn't get the goal score. But it was a beautiful play, beautiful setup from the defensive side.
Really nice play there, and Unitico Franklin takes a 1-0 lead over Delhi. So we'll keep it right here. We'll take a break in a couple of minutes, but an early goal there, and the passing has been a thing of beauty.
See, Delhi just kind of gave it back. They did one of those classic starts where they just kind of lofted it into the defensive side, hoping one of their offensive guys could run on it, and no one there. And Franklin's got really good control.
Here's Clapper, dribbles through two defenders after receiving a through ball. Works one back to Kingsbury, again on the right side. Kingsbury, a centering pass, gets knocked down, pinballing around the box, and then cleared out here by the Bulldogs.
So if you look at the Bulldogs, right, they have 9 guys in the back, 10 guys now, everybody but one person in the back, and Franklin is still possessing the ball. Unitego Franklin still possessing the ball. So, I mean, Delhi is going to have to get a little more aggression or something.
Here's Bertzel dribbling through, finds Braden Johnson. Kind of double-teamed here, so has to pull it out, and a good defensive stop now by Teddy Kelsch to bring it out and clear it here for the Bulldogs. So about 33 minutes to go here in this first half, live at Unitego tonight, and Unitego Franklin boys have an early 1-0 lead.
Unitego Franklin's controlling the ball so much, it almost feels like that they have twice as many players out there than Delhi at the moment. That's just not a good feel for Delhi.
Long throw from the Bulldogs, knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Delhi. One thing I've learned about this Bulldogs team, though, Rich, they only need an instant to strike, and we've seen that a bunch from them this year. They could easily find their way through and score and maybe tie this game up, but not this time, as Unitego Franklin is able to clear. Bertzel with a nice reversing pass looking for Kingsbury, well read by the Delhi defense, but Kingsbury was right there to steal it back. Ahead now for Braden Johnson. Ball popped high up in the air, and Delhi trying to clear it to the outside. Kelsch will work one up to Elijah Ransford, who will clear one forward. But again, the Spartan Devils defense is there. Little boot ball here from Delhi. They'll send it long all the way back to the Unitego Franklin keeper in Aiden Ross, and he'll scoop it up.
If you notice, when Delhi has the ball, there's huge gaps in the field. It doesn't seem like their defensive guys are moving up as much as they should. Well, Unitego Franklin is moving more as a cohesive unit. So if you see now when Delhi moves up here, they're having big, huge gaps here. There's 10, 20-yard gaps in between the two teams.
Delhi working it in deep across here, just deflecting off the foot there of Bryce Livingood. Out of bounds, goal kick coming for Unitego Franklin.
Most of the time when you see teams, when the goalie has the ball, the defenders will come up at least to the half-field mark. Maybe even the outside backs will come up. And they're just not doing that. They have 5 guys behind the half field mark. I don't know if that's their strategy today, but that seems what they're doing. And it's creating a big, huge gap in between Unitego Franklin and Delhi.
Spartan Devils with the ball. They'll work it down the near side, but right off the foot there of Kingsbury, who was trying to save it, and he couldn't quite keep it in. Delhi again with a pass forward, trying to set up some passing of their own here, right in front of the Unitego Franklin bench. They try to go to the left corner. Xander Johnson's there, and we can just watch it roll out of bounds, and he has the long throw. Johnson with a little sidewinder there, tries to go long, but it's taken back here by Ryan Burrows. Burrows into the left corner, tries a centering pass, intercepted here by Unitego Franklin, and they will clear it up and out. So we're going to take this opportunity to take a 60-second break. Our score, Unitego Franklin 1, Delhi nothing. 10 minutes gone here in the first half on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. A high school boys soccer game tonight live from Unitego. And early on, it's the Unitego Franklin boys leading Delhi 1-0. We are about 11 minutes into the first half here. Nate Lull joined by Rich Turnbull. And Unitego Franklin knocking on the door again. A long through pass here from Xander Johnson. Rolls over the end line. Goal kick here for Delhi.
When I used to coach soccer, one of the big things I always talked about was possession of the ball, possession of the ball. You can't score unless you possess the ball. I would say in this game, 90% of the possession so far has been Unitego Franklin. Just Delhi's got to get the ball. They got to control it and get some opportunities. They just have not done none of it.
A long goal kick here will roll up to midfield, out of bounds.
So then again, Delhi kicks it out, and here comes Unitego Franklin back, and they're possessing the ball again.
Spartan Devils with the ball. Chase Bertzel finding Braden Johnson to the left corner here as UF goes left to right. Up to Kingsbury, top of the 18, steps in, fires a shot, bounces off the keeper, but he'll scoop it up, and Tabor Reed makes the save.
Is he left-footed? Because that was a heck of a left-footed shot. That was beauty.
I had a chance this summer to go over. They were doing some summer workouts with these guys at Franklin, and I would say the top three there that run the midfield there, Clapper, Bertzel, and Jay Kingsbury, doesn't matter. They have as good a left as they do a right, so it's this team has really put the time in.
Again, Delhi had the opportunity to possess the ball. They just don't. They give it right back.
Clapper with a good run, puts that one on a rope. Going forward for Bertzel, but it was tapped away at the last minute by the Bulldogs defense. But a throw-in here for Unitego Franklin.
What I'm noticing is, right, Delhi, one of the big reasons why they're struggling to possess the ball is their first touches just aren't that great.
Bertzel with a long try from about 30 yards out, sails up over the bar and out of play, so a goal kick coming.
That's always the worst for the ball boy, right, because the ball boy now has to travel about an extra 50 yards to get that ball, and I don't even see a ball boy. So the photographer is going to get it instead.
Yeah, our good friend Ben Patton is going to go chase that one down over in the far side corner. So Ben will be putting these photos in the Walton Reporter if you want to check those out, I'm sure, over the next couple of days. So about 27 and a half minutes to go here in the first half. An early 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin boys over visiting Delhi. Glad to bring you some high school soccer. This is a non-leaguer here tonight as Unitego Franklin plays in the Tri-Valley League. Along with some of the other small schools in our area, and Delhi, of course, playing in the MAC. And they're in a dogfight right now for their side of the division.
They just possess the ball really well, and they make good passes, and they're just, Unitego Franklin is just everywhere. They're everywhere on the field. I bet you they have the ball 95% of the time.
Braden Johnson with a shot from the left wing, and it sails wide left of the goal. And so another goal kick coming up here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Now, Delhi went, of course, last Friday. We said they upset Afton-Harpersville by a score of 1-0 in that game. And they were outshot, I think, 16-1. And I think Afton-Harpersville hit something like six posts. So, but they're just a team that can hang around if you let them.
I just don't understand the strategy at the moment, right? You could pass it simply out 20 yards to one of your backs, but Delhi continuously on these goal kicks just lofted up to the half-field mark, and Unitego Franklin's picking it up every single time.
Bulldogs with the ball. They go to the center of the field again right here at half-field as they go right to left.
And this could be trouble because they're a little bunched now. Unitego Franklin's bunched here.
Delhi trying to go and reverse fields to the right corner, passing one forward here for Bryce Livingood, and he'll settle it down, and Risden Reed now will hold on and dump one off for Ryan Burrows.
This might be the most that Delhi has possessed the ball in this last 30 seconds right here. Let's see what they can do.
Bulldogs trying to settle in. They go over the top of the defense to the left corner, but it's just not enough room to get in there before Aiden Ross, the UF goalkeeper, can scoop that up at the top of the box.
Can we go with UF? Because I'm messing up the rest of it. That's what
yeah. You can go with UF, sure. Yeah, when these schools get together, it makes the names kind of long these days.
So I was expecting a little bit more of a physical battle today. We have not had one stoppage besides out of bounds. No free kicks, no nothing else. So, I mean, knock on wood, has been a pretty clean game so far.
I find that the MAC is, Delhi tries to play long again, and Ross comes out to scoop that up. 15 minutes gone here in this first half, and UF with a 1-0 lead here over Delhi. I find that the Tri-Valley and the Delaware League certainly play more physical than the MAC.
I would definitely say, I mean, from when I played soccer in the Tri-Valley to even when I play pickup soccer now, they play rough in the Tri-Valley. It was like that in the 90s. I don't know about your experience, Nate, but it was a bloodbath usually every game.
I tend to think if I had to do a power ranking, I think the Delaware League is probably the most physical league I cover, followed by Tri-Valley with the MAC and the stack being a little more skill-based. I don't want to say it that way, but
yeah, I know what you mean. Though
you tend to just have some more travel soccer guys, and so Unitico Franklin is in a unique situation where they can play physical. They see that style a lot in their league, but certainly they can play with these teams that have the talent in some of the bigger leagues I cover, quote unquote.
It's funny you say that. I'm just kind of going down memory lane in my head here into some of the most physical games I ever played in high school. When I got injured in high school, I was playing Charlotte Valley, Delaware League school. So, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, it's a physical game. And I know what you mean by the stacks. Stack doesn't play this style or this physical of a game.
Kingsbury at the top of the 18 lets one rip, a bouncing ball, and a great save there by the Delhi goalkeeper, Tabor Reed.
Oh.
Had to lay out for that one.
See, I like that he made the goalkeeper play the skip, and the goalie played it very, very well. I mean, this is a little wet. Ball might skip a little bit more.
I was down on the field talking with Delhi head coach Todd Bruce before the game, and he was out at the top of the 18 taking some shots as Kingsbury again plays it deep into the corner, a good ball here. And I did notice the field a little damp, a little wet out there. We did have a lot of rain yesterday. I thought it was draining well, but certainly it's going to get its fair share of traction here today. Soccer, you know, the football game tends to kind of be in that middle section, and today it's going to be all over the place.
17 minutes into the game, and yes, I'm pretty impressed by Jacob Kingsbury. I mean, he puts the ball everywhere. He started the game on the right wing. Now he's just everywhere on the field. He's all the way over on the left side of the field. And it seems like everything good that happens for UF goes through him.
He is a creator, as now he has a area-leading 9 assists, as he got that early assist on the lone goal here to Chase Bertzel. As here comes David Clapper, dishes one off, it's loose in the box, and Delhi is able to clear.
A lot of time in high school soccer, it comes down to how you start the run, and he seems to be the guy that starts that initial pass, and then he'll kind of loop around or something like that. He's a good quality player. Look at right here. He gets the steal, and now he's going to pass it off.
Kingsbury puts through a nice through ball, but the keeper just able to scoop it up there for Tabor Reed. Well done.
Wow, he has a bright future. I mean, I don't even know if the future is now, I guess. I mean,
well, you have to think, too. Jake's in ninth grade. I know Jake will listen back to this, so I think he's got some growing to do physically. You know, and he's already got he's got great speed. He's got great foot skills.
He just calls for the ball there,
yeah.
And they give him to him right on his feet. He traps the ball perfectly, and now he's going to play behind the ball here. Just a solid soccer player.
So I wonder what Jake could look like, as, again, Unitico Franklin playing it deep, and Delhi has to play it out. What's Jake going to look like when he's 4 or 5 inches taller in a few years?
I don't know, but you watch him play. When you can't take your eyes off a player, that he's something special. He's always clapping. He's always, you know, he's always a good sport out here so far. But I've seen he's a quality soccer player. Unitico Franklin's lucky to have him.
UF with the throw-in. They'll try to play it to the far side. Clapper now working it as we're about halfway through this first half, and a 1-0 lead for UF over Delhi. Centering pass here, pinballing around in the box, and the Bulldogs will look to clear, and they do up that right side with Bryce Livingood. Delhi trying to make something happen here, trailing 1-0 on the road at Unitico. And ball out of bounds, going right back to UF. And Bulldogs just trying to find a way to settle in here. Ball again down that left wing side for UF, tapped out of bounds. It will be a long throw again here for the Bulldogs.
We should give some credit to the back line of Unitico Franklin. They're back four here. They're playing a flat four. And nothing's really got by them at all. Their goalie hasn't even been challenged. The goalie's touched the ball, I think, twice. But their back four is pretty good here.
Well, with some of the speed that Delhi has up front that I've seen this year, I think they're trying to take away that space where you could play that through ball, and now it's tough. If you get a through ball, the goalie's going to have enough time to come out and grab it. So it certainly makes it difficult to set something up if you're trying to play that long game. Delhi forwarding it to the center of the field, now scooped up again by the Bulldogs. Good through ball here. Can they get onto it? Johnson chasing it back here. He'll go back to the goalie, and Ross will boot it up and out. Well played.
So Delhi's got possession here for really the second time of the game, and they just gave it away on the second touch. They're just first and second touches aren't as good as Franklin's in this game. They give the ball away every time on their second touch.
Ball knocked out of bounds here by UF, and so Delhi will scoop it up with 19:45 to go here in this first half and a 1-0 lead for UF over Delhi. Trying to clear it forward. Kingsbury will have it. Directing traffic here as he brings it down left to right. Goes to the right wing side and will scoop it in here for Corbin Tyrell. Cleared out here by this Delhi defense and up the right side of the field. Kept in by the Spartan Devils. They'll chip one into the box and again picked up by Tabor Reed, the goaltender here.
You know, another thing about Kingsbury that I just noticed is he doesn't panic. He had the ball at his feet the entire time. He had three guys around him, and he doesn't make a bad pass. He always makes the right decision.
Here's Xander Johnson coming up from the back line, making a little run. Xander just got it too far in front of him, and the Bulldogs are able to take it away, and Xander's going to have to get on his horse to get back in time. Delhi working it forward, trying to go to that left corner flag, but Clapper did a nice job to come back and try to cover there for Johnson, who had made the run. Ball will roll to the Unitego Franklin bench, out of bounds, goes back to Delhi.
How many players have you seen shoulder ball like that off the air?
They have a great first touch. Delhi to the left corner, trying to work it inside, and it'll be take a UF bounce, and they're able to clear, but right back to midfield, scooped up by Delhi. They'll look to work it in. A long shot here for the Bulldogs. It's just wide to the right. One of their first quality looks of the day there by Risden Reed.
It's a pretty good shot from that distance. What are you at? 30, 40 yards out from there. That's a pretty good shot. I mean, it wasn't on goal, but, I mean, in order to – I mean, that's
you gotta,
the best goal scoring opportunity at this point.
You got to try to create chances, right? So,
yeah.
18 minutes to go in this first half, a 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin boys over Delhi. Under the lights here on the football field tonight at Unitego High School, a special soccer presentation here on a Monday. Bulldogs get the ball back after that goal kick, looking to set up shop as they go right to left. They're in the white with the maroon trim. Right side of the field, Risden Reed with another long blast, maybe trying to play the bounce, but Aiden Ross was there to grab that ball for Unitego Franklin.
All right, so now Delhi has had a couple shots on goal in this possession of the game. And they've had the ball on their side of the field now for maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So maybe we have a little shift in momentum going on right now.
Bulldogs with some nice short passing here right at midfield. Playing one back to Kelsch on the left wing as they go right to left. They try to play it in deep again, deflected off the head of a UF defender. And a deep throw in here, I believe, for the Bulldogs.
Better possession. They made some better touches, and they had a better shot going towards the Unitego Franklin goal. So let's see if they got a big throw, and let's see if they can make something out of this.
Bulldogs trying to set up shop here deep in the UF defensive end. Trailing 1-0. They're going to try the long throw into the box. It's headed out here by the Spartan Devils. Braden Johnson chasing back, and he will look to clear. Kept in, though, by the Bulldogs. Going towards that back line, headed out by the Spartan Devils. Clapper trying to take control of it, but it's taken back by D.A. Here is Bryce Burrows, lost control of it, and streaking down the left side is David Clapper. Clapper trying to go right corner now for Chase Burtzel. What's this going to materialize into? Burtzel with a move into the top of the box, lets one rip, and it's another save there as he tried to go near post, and Tabor Reed gobbles that one up.
Didn't have much else to do there. They're about 3-on-7, but got a quality shot on that opportunity, so not much more you can ask for UF there.
So Delhi punts it away, and that'll give us a chance to take a break here. Unitego Franklin leading 1-0 with about 15 minutes to go in this first period, and we'll have our halftime report coming up in just a bit, but we'll be back in 60 seconds on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Just about 15 minutes to go here in this first half. And a 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin. Rich, it looked like they were going to have a good chance there. Just didn't materialize.
It was a really smart play by the offensive player of UF because he didn't pass the ball because it would have been an offsides opportunity.
Good opportunity. Speaking of that, Chase Burtzel feeding one into the box and just cleared out by the Bulldogs.
You know what I've really liked about UF is the two defenders on our side, number 18, like Shane Howell, he interchanges well with Xander Johnson. When Johnson comes out, the other guy comes in. They play really well together in the back.
I think it's Xander Tyrell back here, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get it wrong? Well, yeah, I got it right. There's so many Xanders on this team.
Well, I got to say, these the new uniforms, the numbers are dark for UF.
A little push in the back, no one called that.
So here's Clapper to the right side. Nice move, good through ball here on the cross, but just knocked away by the DA defense, and they will just clear. Here is Xander Johnson, though, from about 30 yards out. Lets one rip, and it's wide right. Goal kick coming up.
So even there, right, Xander Johnson comes up, settles the ball, has nothing. He takes a shot from 30 yards out, gets an opportunity for UF. It's just they possess the ball really, really well. They pass the ball, and their foot skills are very good. This is a good UF team. I mean, are they one of the top teams in Class C? For Section 4, they got to be, right?
Class C is going to be really tough this year in Section 4 because you look at Seton Catholic being down in C this year. They are number one in the state right now, according to the Sports Writers poll. They're tough. Class C, I always say if you can get out of Class C in Section 4 for boys soccer, you're doing something because you're going to have Afton-Harpersville, you're going to have Trumansburg, you're going to have Green, you're going to have UF. And what hurts Unitego Franklin usually is they play a heavy D schedule in their league. So last year, you know, they had a great record. Let's say it was like 12-13-3, and they were a 10 seed. So the seeding system doesn't help them, per se.
Seton's always is an interesting school. Sometimes they're like lights out, they're awesome, they're great, but sometimes Seton's teams aren't great at all. So it's always interesting. So this is one of those years where Seton's good.
This is one of those years, and you knew right off the bat they beat Oneonta in the first game of the year. And from talking to some people, our good friend Mike Andrew included, he said they're the real deal. So.
Okay. Yeah, if you could beat Oneonta's always, I mean, even on down years, they're tough.
Yeah.
Because Alex up there, Alex Branham knows what he's doing. He's a heck of a coach. He's got a lot of wins, and the guy's been around soccer forever. I mean, he knows more. He's more knowledge in his pinky than I know in my entire brain.
So it's... to see them at number one in the sports writers poll last week, and we'll see what it is. The boys poll will come out tomorrow. I wouldn't doubt that they're going to be probably the top seed in the section when that time comes as things move along. So, but those IAC teams are always very, very good, and I can only think of one time in the last couple of years when Green won and went on to regionals where it hasn't been a Western team that's won the section. It's usually a Lansing, a Trumansburg, somebody like that. Here is Kingsbury at the top of the key. So I do. I think UF and Delhi and some of our MAC teams, BG, Afton-Harpersville made the semifinals last year. Very good team. As here's Kingsbury with a rip and again wide left. It's tough.
Yeah, so you said it, right? UF's going to have a little bit of a disadvantage because they're not going to be up there on the seeding point, so they're probably not going to get a home game. They have to travel to Seton. Seton plays on turf, so that's not going to be a disadvantage to anybody. But when you got teams that are playing on this all the time, like the grass fields, and then they go to the turf, it is an adjustment period. The ball bounces a little bit differently, and it's definitely a cleaner game. But I almost think that if UF could go down there and play on that turf field, they have the speed, they have the skill, they have the passing, their game might translate to turf fairly well.
UF, as well, has gone out and played a bunch of C's and B's in the non-league to try to pick up some extra points. They went down early in the year and played in the Shenango Valley tournament. So they've been battle-tested, and they do have a bunch of travel guys that play on turf, you know, all the time. So I think that will certainly help. Kingsbury in the box there, had his pocket picked, and Delhi is able to clear. Just about 10 minutes to go, first half, UF still leading 1-0.
Now you got me interested. Who'd they play in the CV tournament?
They played in the first round, CV, and then in the second round they played Sydney. And the tough thing about that tournament was they found a fourth team at the last minute, and it was Corning Painted Post.
Wow.
Sydney had to play Corning in the first round.
Wow.
And then here's a shot from Clapper straight away, but a nice save here again by Tabor Reed, who's doing a great job back there for the Bulldogs.
His mom's going to want to go get some extra laundry detergent for tonight. He's a ball of mud out there.
It's getting to be that time of year where these fields are wet and muddy and cold, for sure.
It's the tail of the game right down here. The UF goalie's just kind of standing here, almost looks like he's bored, and then the poor Delhi goalkeeper's all muddy.
Centering pass here for Delhi, trying to make something happen. Clapper has come back for UF, looking to clear. He gets it up to Kingsbury on the left side as UF goes left to right. Delhi trying to keep this one in, but Kingsbury's going to be able to clear it out.
A lot of space here for UF. This could be a good transition goal here.
Left side here for Chase Burtzel. He wants to reverse and go right corner with it. He finds Braden Johnson up top, who keeps it in. Johnson with that big frame, trying to bounce one back to the left corner. Intercepted, and Delhi is going to be able to clear up their right wing side.
Kingsbury started that whole mess up down here in the defensive end, and then he's all the way up here trying to get the pass for the goal.
Cole Vredenburg battling here for Delhi, but lost it. Kingsbury is able to play it towards the top of the box. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. And finally, Delhi able to clear it back to the far side. They look for Mateo Riera.
Ooh, here we go.
With a long pass. Yeah, long pass down the side looking for Risden Reed, who's in, and just the touch wasn't there over the goal line. And a goal kick coming here. Great opportunity for Delhi. They just couldn't put it together.
He put the speed on at the last second. That guy for number 11, right? Is that 11 for Delhi over there?
Yep.
He's got good speed. Send him the ball a little bit more and get something going.
8 minutes to go in this first half. A 1-0 lead for UF over visiting Delhi here in a non-league matchup. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our free audio is courtesy of SFCU today. Ball to midfield here for Unitego Franklin. And taken right back by the Bulldogs. Right at midfield. Bulldogs trying to go back to the middle here. And they do, looking for Risden Reed. They go to the right corner now.
That's a good ball. Split the defense.
Riera sends one in on net, but it's wide to the right and again out of bounds.
I don't know about you, Nate, but we got to talk to Athletic Director Matt Hafley here, because that baseball scoreboard is messing with me out there. Every time I look out there, that thing's blinking.
Oh, the soccer scoreboard.
Oh, it's the soccer scoreboard. Yep. Holy cow, what is that thing out there?
I think it blinks 24/7 out there.
It just keeps it going so no one runs it. That's like, so no airplanes run into that thing?
Yeah, every time I'm here, that thing is putting on a show up there. So, but yeah, usually all our soccer games are up there, but a couple of times a year they will bring one down here under the lights. And here's another great pass from Burtzel.
Beautiful ball.
To Kingsbury, who puts on the brakes, steps in, tries to set up and fire, and he does. It's a low shot, but another good save here by Tabor Reed for Delhi.
So the top assist guy in the area, Kingsbury, he might get in the scoreboard today with a goal, because he's had some great opportunities.
Nice midfield trap there by Risden Reed to settle it down for Delhi off the punt. And he'll pass one to Blake Rossley on the far side. Rossley with a chip in, trying to go for the right corner again, looking for Risden Reed. And it's going to be a throw in here for Delhi with about 6 minutes to go in this first half, and the Bulldogs trailing 1-0 on the road. Clapper will steal it away and looks to streak it towards midfield. Goes to Burtzel, who's right on the midfield line. Tries to go back to the left here for Clapper. It went behind him and taken away by the Delhi defense.
It's really interesting, right, because a lot of the high school teams will play on the right side of the field more. Unitego Franklin's playing more on the left side of the field, because usually the better defenders are playing on the right side because they're right-footed. But Unitego Franklin's definitely attacking that left side. The ball has barely been on our side of the field over here. On the right side, they must have either scouted, or that's just the way the game's going. But most of their opportunities are coming over there.
Johnson with a floating cross here. Braden Johnson would again scooped up by Tabor Reed of Delhi, the goaltender. Ball knocked out of bounds. And will stay with Delhi and Ryan Burrows.
See, this is what I mean. Usually the Delhi, that defensive side would come up a little bit further here. So there's huge gaps in the field here. I'm just a little bit surprised that Delhi's not pushing up more, even with the throw-in. They're just hanging back. I think they're hanging back a little bit too much. I'd be pushing them up.
Burrows with a throw-in here. Gets it back on the left-wing side. They try to set up some short passing here. This time it'll work. Can they get in? And they do, off a deflected pass and just rolling over the line. Risden Reed couldn't quite get there to settle it. And it goes back to the Spartan Devils. We're under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Here is Bertzel near midfield, and we're going to have one of our first fouls.
I think that is our first foul of the game, and that was certainly a trip. It wasn't intentional or anything. They're both going for the ball. Just the Delhi player got there a little bit too late.
Free kick coming here for the Spartan Devils. Right at about midfield, and Xander Johnson will be taking this, an outstanding baseball player in the spring for Unitigo. Xander and his older brother, Braden, both on this soccer team. Baseball might be their thing for sure, but they're strong on the soccer field as well.
Again, everybody's looking for Kingsbury. He played that whole free kick to his side, and everything goes through him for UF. If I'm scouting them, if I'm Seton or Afton, Harpersville, or anybody like that, you almost got to think about marking Kingsbury.
Delhi with a long ball here. Takes a good skip, but Johnson's able to chase this one back. Xander down the left side. Will work his way back to the middle, try to float it in. Long ball, but well played by the goalie, Tabor Reed, to come out and grab it.
Reed's played a pretty good game back there for Delhi. He's made some good stops right there. He came right out and fielded the ball, which he should have. He's made some good reads and good plays. That first play at the beginning of the game could easily have been a goal, but he came out and played it well. So I would say Reed has definitely showed his ability and been playing well in the goal for Delhi.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the first half as the sun continues to set here in this non-league matchup live from Unitigo. We've been here a lot recently. It's been fun. We've done back-to-back football games here, now a soccer game. It's just kind of worked out that way as Bertzel fires one in on net wide to the right and another goal kick here for the Bulldogs. And I'm sure if you're DA right now, Coach Bruce is saying, okay, let's get through clean these last 3 minutes. We can regroup and maybe talk about some of that spacing at the half.
I think that Delhi has a lot of adjustments that they can make. I think Unitigo is playing probably their game and their strategy. I think there's definitely adjustments that Delhi can make and to make this game a little bit more interesting.
Here's Clapper with a through ball for Braden Johnson. He's offside.
He didn't look off to me, but the ref definitely had a better look at it, for sure. So see what Delhi does here with 2 minutes left. That's the first time I've seen him play a short pass to their midfield, a couple good passes, and then just a bad touch on the far side.
We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes, as we're 2 minutes away from the end of the first half here from Unitigo. We're under the lights. Ball to the top of the box, and again, the Delhi Bulldogs defense was able to vacuum that up and clear it away. And, you know, the longer, Rich, that this stays a 1-0 game, the longer that Delhi, I would think, that confidence to say, hey, all we got to do is get one, and we tie this game up.
Yeah, and they've sustained a lot of UF's opportunities here. UF's had way more opportunities, but you know, Delhi is just hanging in there. It gives you that feel like they just make a few adjustments. They can make this happen. Like right here, just move these guys up a little bit more and give you guys more opportunity.
About a minute and a half to go, and Delhi deep in the corner here on the right wing side. They're going to have a throw-in opportunity, and boy, this could be a good chance here for the Bulldogs late in the half.
My guess is that Coach Bruce is really worried about Franklin UF speed. So that's why he's keeping these guys back here. But, I mean, at some point you got to go for a tie or a win here.
Ball again tapped out of bounds as Delhi tried to set something up there, but it bounced off of Burroughs' leg and out of bounds. And so we're under a minute to go here, and Unitigo Franklin will have it deep in their own end. And they'll just elect to clear it up and out near midfield. UF running onto it here, but taken back by Delhi as they trail 1-0 on an early goal from Chase Bertzel, the assist going to Jake Kingsbury, who now has a area-leading 9 assists on the season. Down to 20 seconds left, another clear out by UF, and they just want to be smart with it here. Delhi trying one last push as they steal it back, but Clapper says no, and UF with 14 seconds left trying to make a little rush of their own. Clapper feeding one through. They get it to about the 30-yard line on the football field. And Clapper is going to rip this one to the right side, and it'll be out of bounds. And so that'll do it for the first half here live on the radio tonight. High school soccer at the under the lights here at Unitego, a 1-0 lead for the Unitego Franklin boys on top of Delhi. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
The folks